I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Antonín Dvořák and his fellow Czech composers were among the first musical nationalists, using native dance forms or folk songs to create a distinct national sound. When Dvořák visited the United States, he told composers there to pay more attention to the music all around them. Of course, there were American composers who had already done that, like Louis Moreau Gottschalk, who borrowed a folk-like melody from Stephen Foster. In the next century, Aaron Copland became famous for writing American-sounding classical music. One of the main ways he got that sound was by borrowing folk tunes. Because of what he did for American music, Copland is sometimes called the Dean of American Composers. The man who gets credit for creating a national sound in Russia is Mikhail Glinka. He's known as the father of Russian music. Glinka borrowed folk music, but Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov took a different approach to Russian musical nationalism. He borrowed hymns from the Russian Orthodox Church. The first Norwegian nationalist composer was Edvard Grieg. His symphonic dances are based on tunes from a book called Mountain Melodies, Old and New. In Hungary, there were two leaders of musical nationalism, Zoltán Kodály and Béla Bartók. For his Hungarian sketches, Bartók borrowed a swineherd's dance, oink. Not all nationalist composers borrowed melodies. Some of them wrote music of their own that was so authentic, it sounded like folk music. Carl Maria von Weber succeeded in capturing a German national sound in his opera Der Freischütz. And Jean Sibelius put Finland on the musical map with more than one nationalist composition that didn't borrow from anything. In Spain, Manuel de Falla was the leader of musical nationalism. In his ballet El Amor Brujo, which is usually translated as Love, the Magician, Manuel de Falla not only conjures up Spain, he conjures up Spanish gypsies. On the other side of the Atlantic, Alberto Ginastera put the sound of a Latin American cowboy dance into his ballet Estancia, which is how they say ranch in Argentina. And And, of course, Antonín Dvořák was another composer who never used any actual folk melodies, but still captured a folk flavor in his music. Dvořák wrote dances from his part of Europe. Next week, dances from other countries in the area. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. I hope you can join me for more classics for kids.